Welcome to the CCTA Wake Up Call Show. Thank you for joining with us, and we hope we present you with a little bit of new information and maybe sidetrack you to go and investigate some of these things a little bit further. My name is Bob Griswold.
Mary Griswold.
Pat Park.
Kim Fink.
Glenn Fink.
Welcome. Now, Mary wanted to take us to...
Well, it's been an interesting week in the Justice Department. There have been grand juries called and people summoned to speak before Congress. And we've got three, I think, major things going on. One is the Russia hoax. One is Epstein. And we're back with Hillary's email scandal. So have at it, guys.
The Bleachbit server.
Does anybody know where the grand juries are located?
No, and that's going to matter, isn't it?
Yeah, it
because
is.
A Washington, D.C. grand jury is not going to indict anybody.
Yeah, I read they were contemplating calling one in Florida using the Mar-a-Lago raid as a pretext for locating it there. But the way the article is pitched, it sounds like it hasn't been called yet.
Who gets to decide? Do you know?
Well, there's rules for venue in the federal rules of procedure.
Okay.
Does a grant, now, I don't know how things work, I'm sorry.
They're
does a grand jury indict? Does a grand jury
indict?
Yes,
that's indict? What they issue an
yeah,
indictment.
Yeah, ham sandwich, they say.
Well, the reason they say that's because when you present evidence to a grand jury, you only present the state's side. The defense has no side to present. Their lawyer's not even allowed to be in there.
So what the grand juries are hearing when they are convened will be all the evidence that came out of the back room that was in the burn bags, everything they have on Epstein, and everything they have on Hillary's servers.
And probably a bunch of speculation.
No, they're not allowed to do speculation.
They're not allowed to? No. So it all has to be based on evidence?
It has to be facts, yes.
It has to be facts.
And?
But it doesn't have to be all the facts, correct?
No, it doesn't. I mean, that's certainly, if you're a prosecutor, you have facts that help you, and then you have irrelevant facts. They may be a fact, but it's irrelevant to proving whatever it is you're trying to prove. Those, there's no basis. I mean, you can object on the defense, irrelevant, and the court can keep it out. But the reason grand juries are useful, particularly for prosecutors, is because if grand juries don't have to be unanimous, it's a majority. And if you've got something that you think the public may want to do nullification on, you take it to a grand jury. If the grand jury won't indict, you're off the hook politically. Because how are you going to get a conviction with everybody voting together if you can't even get a grand jury indictment? Because, and the reason that's important is because you can go two ways. You can go by indictment or by information. Yes, ma'am.
Didn't they use a grand jury to indict Trump?
Yeah.
So why would we trust a grand jury?
Because the members of the grand jury aren't necessarily polled as to where they stand in D.C. They didn't grab half Republicans and half Democrats.
Who sits on a grand jury?
People on a grand jury panel.
Where do they come from? Are they just people that are drafted for jury duty?
Yeah.
So you could be drafted for jury duty and wind up on a grand jury.
Right.
And considering that Washington, D.C. voted 93% Democrat, that might not be a very good place to put this grand jury.
Well, not only that, but the D.C. judges are woefully biased against Trump. Woefully. I mean, Judge Boasberg is the chief D.C. judge, and he's the one that ordered the planes to turn around.
Oh, yes.
And even after the Supreme Court slapped him down, he's still trying to find the government in contempt for not following an order that the Supreme Court said nobody had to follow. Also, the DOJ just filed a complaint against Boasberg for bias against Trump.
Which is pretty obvious.
Yes. And
from our perspective.
And the D.C. bench is implicated. So not just Boasberg. They were at a judicial conference, and he spoke up on behalf of the D.C. judges, saying they don't think that Trump will follow their orders. Well, that means they're not observing the presumption that government operates normally.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the government liable in any way for the raid on Mar-a-Lago? In other words, can anybody, that was such an affront to civil rights of the president in many ways, can anyone be held responsible for that?
They're looking at that because some of the email material that's coming out shows that there's a report, and it's called HPSCI report. I don't know what those letters stand for. But the FBI was looking for that report. They thought Trump had it, and they were looking for it.
And that was part of the backstory on the Russian hoax, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And they didn't ever want that to get out.
Right. Well, Trump had declassified it before he left office, but nobody knew where it was, and they didn't know if he had a copy.
Do we know where it is now?
Yes.
Okay, so that's been...
So it's been declassified, yes.
But okay. I'm sure that none of them thought that Trump was ever going to win the election, so they had to scramble after he won to try to CYA.
Yeah.
You mean after he won this election?
Well, even the first one. Don't remember the Strzok and Lisa Page, and they're, don't worry about that. He's not going to win. I mean, there was collusion going on before the election.
Did you know they got $2 million?
Yes.
For having their emails released?
Yeah, I knew they made
And the article in the paper yesterday said the guy that approved the payment was a Biden guy.
Of course. But I want to go back to one aspect of Mar-a-Lago that has always bothered me. And I don't know if this is true, but I have heard it from multiple sources, that the FBI went into Mar-a-Lago with authorization to use deadly force.
That's true.
That's awful.
Well, the way the FBI explained it is that it's a boilerplate on their warrants.
And we're supposed to believe that.
Maybe it is.
Now, did they go
But that doesn't mean... the boilerplate allows them to do that if necessary. It wasn't necessary. Plus, it set up a confrontation because there was armed Secret Service there. And somebody...
That could have gone very badly.
Could have
very
gone
quickly.
Sideways, yes, with two armed sides.
Was it in the middle of the night or was it in the day?
It was daytime.
Okay.
Oh, the pictures I saw were night.
The ones I saw were daytime.
Oh, it was a daytime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they spent 9 hours.
Okay, so it went into.
So it got dark before they finished.
You're not talking about Stone. What was it?
No, this was
Stone was a nighttime raid.
Well, it was early
5 a.m.
It was early morning.
Yeah, okay.
And CNN just happened to be there.
Yeah, it just happened to.
But I can't imagine why you'd need a full armed like SWAT team going into Mar-a-Lago.
Optics.
Right, but what did they think that they were going to face? Did they think that they were going to be...
No, they didn't think they were going to face anything. Optics.
Yeah.
They wanted it to look like...
Force.
We're coming for Trump, and this is really serious.
This is a factor called intimidation.
Yeah, same thing with Roger Stone.
Intimidation.
They had a SWAT team for him.
And I remember Elio Gonzalez. Remember him?
Yes.
The kid?
The kid.
Yeah, yeah. They went in with full SWAT gear, but the left went crazy over that. I mean, everybody went crazy over
that. Well, they pointed a gun at a six-year-old kid because they wanted to get him out of the country.
They
now they're fighting everybody to get people out of the country.
Bring him back to Cuba, yeah.
It's crazy.
But that was because Clinton
was president.
Didn't want the Cubans to release any more prisoners into America because he was afraid that they would overpower Miami. So that
depends on which side is in power.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's all about, or as somebody says, it's all about the politics, not the facts.
Mm. That's
inconvenient truths, right?
Right.
But let's look at these.
Did you have any other questions about grand juries?
Well, I actually, the only other question.
I had a couple of points I wanted to make.
Oh, go for it.
The only other question that I would add about a grand jury, I know sitting on a jury, you're generally on a jury for a single trial. For a grand jury, you're on a grand jury for a period of time, and they may bring several trials to you.
Right. Like a month.
Yeah. I wanted to make the point that only the prosecution presents their evidence. However, if the prosecution has evidence that's exculpatory, that tends to prove the innocence of the defendant, they're required to produce that as well. So they're supposed to be balancing both sides. And I'll leave it up to you to decide how well they do that.
I was going to say, what if they don't?
Yeah, because some of these high-profile cases, the government has actually, they call that Brady material, anything that tends to prove the innocence of the defendant. And it's a constitutional requirement in any criminal case. And the government has to turn it over without even being asked. You don't have to guess at what they might have and ask for it specifically, and they go, ha, you didn't ask for this one over
here. And yet, if without disclosing that, you may have cost that defendant to lawyer up and do this, that, and the other thing and go broke, much like Flynn, General Flynn.
Oh, well, I think if the government's going after you, you've lawyered up. Except this Ruth guy, the guy that was trying to shoot Trump, he's representing himself. Did you know that?
Oh, dear.
The one hiding out in the Mar-a-Lago, or the golf range.
He's representing himself. And the issue right now is that the evidence the state wants to use is classified, and the judge has ruled that he's not entitled to see the classified evidence. Whoops. Now what?
So that creates a mess.
Yep.
We have a dilemma there.
Yeah. So at any rate, you're right. The joke is that a grand jury will indict a ham sandwich. In the hands of a prosecutor, you can whip those cases through there pretty fast. But the grand juries are also investigative. If you can impanel a grand jury to investigate an issue.
So they're allowed to ask the prosecutor.
Yes.
What do you mean by that? Yeah. Okay, folks, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. This is CCTA Wake Up Call.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? People in the community that love this country to protect individual liberty and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back again. Mary, you want to repeat that one sentence?
While we're talking about grand juries and everything that is happening with the Washington political scene, I want to take a minute and talk about what's been going on with the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee.
Oh, let me interrupt. One last thing about grand juries. The testimony is secret. The transcripts are secret. The defense has to ask for a copy. And so when Trump went to the judge and asked him to unseal Jeffrey Epstein's... Maxwell, what's her name?
Ghislaine,
unseal her grand jury testimony. The judge said no.
Can that change?
If the judge changes his mind.
Not likely.
But there's a reason for that, and that reason makes me all the more suspicious that there's something there.
Well, the reason for that is because there's a lot of stuff that's said at grand juries that isn't countered. In other words, you can't defend against, and it's like raw data.
Well, my theory is that it's a Democrat judge that wants Trump to twist in the wind.
Well,
if he releases the transcript, then we all know what it says. Trump's not in it. Oh, heck. We've missed another chance to smear him.
And there is a good possibility that Trump isn't in it, because his relationship with Epstein ended when Epstein was hiring people away from Mar-a-Lago.
Well, there was an article today that quoted her as saying he never did anything inappropriate around her.
Trump?
Okay.
Yeah.
But Epstein did not fit the true definition of a pedophile, because a true pedophile evidently is prepubescent children. And he was going after 16, 17. He was going after young girls right on the border of 18, but under 18. And when he hired, what is her name? The young lady that recently committed suicide.
Virginia Giffrey.
When Epstein hired her, she had been working at Mar-a-Lago, and then he hired someone else from Mar-a-Lago. Trump didn't necessarily know what was going on. He thought it was the same situation where they were cleaning house or something like that. He had no idea what was going on, and he disassociated with Epstein after the second stealing of an employee. And I believe there was also a real estate battle over a piece of property that probably did not make them best friends. But what I was going to say is there have been subpoenas. Bill and Hillary Clinton for depositions in Jeffrey Epstein investigation. And they're also talking with Merrick Garland, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder.
Now make this a bipartisan thing. They're also going after
Jeff Sessions,
William Barr, and George W. Bush's Alberto Gonzalez.
Yes, he's second attorney general. It's interesting. We don't totally know what they're going after.
You know who they didn't subpoena? The U.S. attorney who was down in Florida that gave him that sweetheart deal way back when.
Oh, that's interesting. That's true.
They didn't subpoena him.
What sweetheart deal?
Epstein. When Epstein was first charged with sex trafficking, he got a real sweet. I mean, he was pretty much confined to quarters. Is that kind of?
Well, it was. We're not going to prosecute you for any other crimes for this long period of time, and the charges were dropped to a real low level, one charge. I mean, it was unconscionable.
So, why do you think they aren't subpoenaing him? I really want to know. I'm curious.
Well, why reopen that?
To get at the truth.
Well, I would have included him.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about Jeffrey Epstein, let's talk about, you know, everybody says, well, he became a sex trafficker.
Uh-huh.
And yet all these people have had to do with him. Well, let's put in the record how he became a convicted sex trafficker.
Yeah, let's go back to the root.
Right.
I look at so many of these things as political optics because I am so skeptical that justice will ever be done, because these people will appear with the subpoena and plead the fifth. So we'll still know nothing, and it's going to be, well, we tried to get the truth out, but they plead the fifth. So I don't know that anything will ever really...
Well, I don't know that anyone will ever actually pay a price, but I think the information found in the burn bags in the back room, as it comes out, unfortunately the mainstream media isn't reporting it, but as it comes out and the word gets out, these people's reputations will be ruined, and at least that's something. I want to know...
Do they care if their reputation is ruined?
Yeah.
I've got so many millions of dollars, I don't give a darn what you think.
No, Clinton wants to go down, you know, with a legacy as a president. He doesn't want to go down with a legacy as a child molester.
But Eric, I want to pick on Eric Holder for a minute.
Good.
Because Eric Holder was fast and furious, which never got properly dealt with, and Cheryl Atkinson, who was an investigative reporter for CBS, the government hacked into her computer. She was threatened. She was fired from CBS. Any investigation into Fast and Furious was blocked.
What about Benghazi? We never got to the bottom of that either.
No, although some people did, but it didn't make major media. I mean, the story that I have heard from various sources on Benghazi is that it had to do with some gun running that was going on.
Yeah, that the CIA was doing.
Yeah.
And so they had to cover that up. And so who was the guy running the hearings in Congress? Troy?
What's that guy? Gowdy.
Gowdy. Trey Gowdy. Right?
Yeah.
That's his name?
Trey Gowdy.
Trey Gowdy. You know, he had won every single trial he ever tried as a prosecutor. And I was very disappointed at how he conducted those hearings, because it seemed to me he was very careful to tippy-toe around the CIA gun running to make sure we never discovered it and let Hillary sit up there and twist her testimony until she slid out of accountability.
Slithered out.
Yes. And so now when I see him on Fox News, I don't...
But jumping on the Wayback Machine, let's go back to Ollie North falling on a sword for President Reagan.
Yeah.
When they were doing the I'm going to say...
Iran-Contra.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Iran-Contra. And again, was that a CIA operation? Yeah. And so what? Okay, you got somebody that's willing to take the hit.
So who took the hit on Benghazi?
Nobody.
Nobody. The guys that died.
Yeah. But that's another example of the Washington Club that protects its own. And, you know, I think there are a lot of Republicans that are ready for torches and pitchforks.
Well, I don't know how any of this, Holder and all these guys, I don't know how they're going to do anything but expose them and ruin their reputation, because the statute of limitations for most federal crimes is 5 years.
But they said that there's no statute of limitations for conspiracy.
This Epstein is not the conspiracy they're talking about, the continuing conspiracy. The one they're talking about is the Russia collusion hoax.
Right.
Now, the interesting, you say that, Greg Jarrett, who is on Fox News frequently, he's a lawyer, he said that the clock began ticking on a potential case being brought against former Obama intelligence officials for obstruction the moment deliberately concealed evidence was discovered by the Trump administration. So he feels that the clock began ticking when they found all that stuff in the back room, because that had been hidden and that was deliberately concealed.
That's an argument.
So that could be made for the statute of limitations.
But you're going to have to get a judge to agree with that.
Well, you have to figure out who hid it.
That, I had someone who knows such things tell me that they felt it was hidden by a whistleblower, hoping the administration would change and it could come out after that change.
I think it's going to almost take an immunity deal for somebody, one of these deep state actors. Someone's going to have to get a deal to talk.
A whistleblower just came forward and said that William Barr and I think Jeff Sessions were running, using burner phones to run
a
visa fraud operation for elites.
Hmm.
Yes, I saw that. That was the Gateway Pundit,
yeah.
I believe.
Mm.
So, I mean, there's a whole world that we are totally unaware of.
So that's just for, that's not even political. That's for pure profit.
Right, that's for money.
And that's just for money.
And we wonder why the American people don't trust our government.
And Bill Barr, you know, when Trump brought up the irregularities with the 2020 election.
Yes.
And he said, there are no irregularities. He didn't even investigate any of them. So how did he know?
Yeah.
He was another big fat zero.
But he's not named in any of these things.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Okay,
William
good.
Barr and Jeff Sessions.
Okay, I hadn't heard Bill Barr. I had talked to Glenn about it, and I was surprised that his name hadn't been mentioned before. That's good.
I can't wait to see them get combative and take the fifth.
Well, I think taking the fifth is just like saying I'm not going to criminate myself, so I'm guilty.
Well, that's
I'm
exactly
just gonna,
what it is.
Right. I am guilty. I'm just not going to admit I'm guilty.
And our Constitution allows that.
Yeah.
And the other part of that is the fact that Robert Mueller is living in a memory care facility.
Hmm.
And again,
Well, you know, we also need to, I think we need to look at George Soros and the funding of a lot of this stuff.
Yes.
As well. I still think that, I don't know what they could go after him for other than aiding and abetting a crime.
Is funding illegal? I don't know.
Well,
I mean, because remember, he funded so many district attorneys to present.
And he also went after secretaries of state because they control voting.
Who counts the ballots, yes.
Yep.
I think it would. I think they should go after Soros. There was an article I read today about freezing, should the United States freeze his assets in this country?
We can't deport him because he's a citizen. But certainly the man has done some horrible things.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. This is the CCTA Wake Up Call.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Other restaurants claim their food is fresh and fast, but are they friendly? At Moore's, you're treated like family the minute you walk into their doors. With locations in Winterville, New Bern, Swansboro, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville, we've been practicing what we preach since 1945. At Moore's, our barbecue is slow-cooked and smoked over real wood daily until it's so tender it's falling off the bone. Combined with our fresh chicken, cooked-to-order seafood, and homemade fixins, we're sure you'll agree. If it's not Moore's, it's less.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back again. Thank you for listening. Where are we heading?
I just want to mention one thing. According to the Gateway Pundit, Bill Barr and Armstrong Williams have been running an illegal immigration visa fraud scheme.
That's in visa as in coming in the country, not yes. Visa the credit card.
Yes. And this is out of Project Veritas whistleblower. So stay tuned. I don't know if this is going to hit the news or not, but certainly it is a bit concerning.
I wonder if that would tie into a lot of the foreign students in our colleges, because it seems like most of those students' families are very well established. So I would maybe tie that.
Well, also, a lot of the students in our colleges, particularly the Chinese students, are paid by the Chinese government to be here and are collecting information for the government while they are here, which is not a good thing.
Agreed.
Or they're involved in research projects while they're here, so they've got all the information from those research projects that they're bringing back home. Mary, you wanted to do something about
the
wasps.
Bees, the wasps.
The wasps. The wasps.
This came out of the UK Daily Mail, and evidently there is some kind of a radioactive reactor type thing in South Carolina near Aiken, on the Savannah River, and the site has been closed down, but they found a radioactive wasp nest. And
no wasps.
No wasps. That's a good thing.
My first question would be, why would anybody have a Geiger counter on a wasp nest?
Because they routinely survey the area because it was some kind of a nuclear site.
So if I see a wasp's nest, I'm not going to make an assumption that that's nuclear. I just question how they would even say, we need to Geiger counter that wasp nest.
Maybe it was hanging in a doorway and they were doing the door.
I don't know. The whole thing sounds wonky to me.
Well, they did spray it to kill the wasps. So I suppose that's nice.
So they won't turn into giant grasshoppers attacking the world.
Again, a good script writer could have a ball with this situation. I mean, the science fiction movie that could come out of this would be amazing. Because
you got to go back and watch the original The Fly.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Well,
this could turn into a sting operation.
After Chernobyl, they had cabbages in the area that were like 2 feet in diameter. So can you imagine if a wasp mutated to be 2 feet in 2 feet? No, I don't want to think about that. So
let's talk about something else.
Yeah, we need to be more careful.
You're inciting fear, Mary.
Yes.
Shame on you.
Now, I see something that says governing body of women's track and field to verify the sex of athletes. Gender cannot trump biology.
Will that be a DNA test?
That's a good question. Will it be a DNA test or what? Yeah. I mean, if we put on, again, the Wayback...
Look in their drawers.
If we go on the Wayback test, we were always accusing the Russian athletes of having trans...
High testosterone levels.
But we also thought that was steroids at the time.
It was also testosterone, high testosterone levels, because testosterone builds muscle. And... Some of their women athletes looked real questionable anyway.
So this is getting some traction coming up to the 2028
Olympics
is why I think this is getting a little
Trump
bit of traction.
Put out one of his orders that said there will be no men, biological men and women's sports at the Olympics.
And there's
the
some
committees going along with it,
which has just been established, I think.
Yeah.
Olympics committee.
Yeah. Since the Olympics are in the U.S., if the president says you can't compete in the women's events, we won't be seeing some dude boxing a woman and beating the crap out of her.
But they're welcome to participate in a men's event.
Yeah.
The men are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's no fun if you're ranked 500 in the men's thing and you can rank first in the women's thing. I don't know whose idea it was initially to have men compete against women.
Now, again, bringing this up in this topic, we're talking genes versus genes. Do you want to talk genes versus genes? Because how have we totally upset the opposition with just a good-looking girl on the front of a Mustang?
I saw a meme with Miss Piggy advertising jeans.
Well, there's also in the past Beyonce advertising denim, and that was okay. I think it's the people that are always out there looking for a race card to play or some divisive information, because I think it's really hate against beauty, because I'd sure like to look that good in a pair of jeans.
Oh, yeah. And how many times since the 50s have we seen women in minuscule shorts standing in front of sports cars to advertise the car? Nobody's looking at the car.
Does anybody here know who Ayn Rand is?
Yes. Atlas Shrugged.
Atlas Shrugged. And one of the points that she made in Atlas Shrugged is that the people that were embracing the socialism that she was decrying, Bill Reardon's wife that was constantly making fun of him, he's the one that did the Reardon medal.
Yes.
She was always attacking beauty, female beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of Ayn Rand's points about the left. They tear down all of our institutions, including what's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The pundits that have weighed in on Sidney Sweeney have made that point. And I just wondered if any of them realized that Ayn Rand made it in the 50s.
Well, the other thing, too, is art reflects society. And if you compare some of today's art with the art of 100 years ago, art, it's not always beautiful.
You mean the guy that duct taped a banana to the wall?
Yeah, that might be an example.
The $1 million banana, I think.
The $1 million banana, and the guy that bought it ate the banana.
Well, what? Hunter made a bunch of money off of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And he's back in the news.
And because he took a job with somebody.
He was showing his art, and he was slamming Trump. He said Trump is definitely in the Epstein documents. He doesn't know that.
He has no idea. But if you took one of Hunter Biden's pictures and you could go back in time to the era of Monet, they would throw that in the garbage. I mean, there would be no question.
Yes, but back in that time, they'd throw Monet's stuff in the garbage,
well,
too.
That's true. That's true. That's very true.
I want to totally change the subject.
Don't we do that? Before you go, Pat, you were mentioning early what's her name? She's also out on the the shooting range.
Oh, Sidney Sweeney.
Sidney Sweeney.
She's on the same shooting range that Keanu Reeves trained on for John Wick. And there's a video of her running through there hitting those targets.
So that's how.
And she's a registered Republican.
And that's how more we can inflame the left.
Now
yes.
Her Hollywood career is over.
I don't know. I think she's going to do pretty well.
Okay. I want to
change
the subject
assets
here. Senator Tom Cotton has asked the Internal Revenue Service to revoke the nonprofit status of CARE, the Council on American Islamic relations. They were named as a co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation trial, and he is accusing them of still providing material support to Hamas.
But as we went through this grand jury thing before, an unindicted co-conspirator means nothing other than your word somehow got out there.
Your name is mentioned.
Your name is mentioned.
But we're not charging you, so.
Are we funding them? Is this part of the U.S. AIDS stuff?
No, but no. They have tax-exempt status.
Okay.
And the senator wants to take that away from them.
Got it. Thanks.
And they are part, again, the Holy Land Foundation trial in the exhibits, and you need to look up the exhibits of the Holy Land Foundation trial, because there's something in there called an explanatory memorandum on the general strategic goal for the Brotherhood in North America, which is the Muslim Brotherhood's plan to convert us to Sharia law and undo our Constitution. And CARE is aligned with that group in lawfare.
There is so much propaganda right now about the difference between being a Muslim and the Islam, and one being a religion and one being the fighting branch, the Sharia branch.
Jihad.
Right. But that's not what the college kids are learning, hearing, embracing. We had neighbors that had a group of college kids over us, and these kids were all about, well, you can't say just because they're Muslim, they're evil. And the comment back is, that's not what we're saying. We're saying that the Sharia is evil. We're saying that the taqiyya is evil. We're saying that the acts of are evil. But these kids, they are so brainwashed already that I think in this country we're going to have a difficult time proving that, Mary.
Well, England already has Sharia courts, and there is a movement to create some in America in Michigan. So, and Sharia courts do not in any way uphold our Constitution. So we are already under threat by people who are here that will not swear allegiance to our Constitution, or if they do, that's part of taqiyya, which means it's okay to lie to an infidel.
Well, this just irritates the poop out of me, because there is nothing in the Quran that makes a difference between an Islamist and a Muslim. If you're a Muslim, you worship the Quran. The Quran says it is the duty of every Muslim to kill infidels. That's how you go to heaven. To kill them. Children and of the book, Jews and Christians. And there, it makes no exception for anybody. So to say, well, he's a good Muslim because he would never kill me, means that you're counting on him not obeying the Quran, which not something that I would like to put my stake my life on.
It's the indoctrination is
yes.
And what my reference is. The kids are not, these kids that are being told that are not reading the Quran.
No, they're not.
No. And just like right now, the current anti-Semitism is not somebody who has something really against a religion. They are parroting whatever they hear. Folks, we're going to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. This is CCTA Wake Up Call.
What's the largest gun shop in Craven County? If you said East 70 Pond, you are correct. Since Drew got back from the most recent gun show, new guns have been pouring in faster than they can open the boxes. The large showroom at East 70 Pond, slam bam, full of firearms. New guns and used guns, long guns and handguns. You will find weapons for self-defense, hunting, target shooting, and collectibles. The team at East 70 Pond is friendly, courteous, and knowledgeable, especially in the area of guns. If East 70 Pond doesn't have the gun you are looking for, they'll try to find it. If you want to do a gun transfer, E70 Pond will help you do it right. If you are looking to buy, sell, or trade a gun, there's no better place to do it than E70 Pond. Of course, E70 has tools, electronics, trolling motors, and a great selection of jewelry. But their specialty is guns. And we're talking hundreds of guns. Come see for yourself. E70 Pond, across from Craven County Fairgrounds, New Bern.
Other restaurants claim their food is fresh and fast, but are they friendly? At Moore's, you're treated like family the minute you walk into their doors. With locations in Winterville, New Bern, Swansboro, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville, we've been practicing what we preach since 1945. At Moore's, our barbecue is slow-cooked and smoked over real wood daily until it's so tender it's falling off the bone. Combined with our fresh chicken, cooked-to-order seafood, and homemade fixins, we're sure you'll agree. If it's not Moore's, it's less.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Welcome back again. Thank you for listening to the sponsors and supporters. Let's continue.
In reference to what Kim just said about the college kids, I think the ignorance of the college kids is illustrated by the fact that there are college campuses that have groups that say gays for Palestine, because they don't understand that if you're a gay in Palestine, your hands are going to be tied behind your back and you are going to be thrown off a roof. The people that are talking, you know, isn't Islam wonderful, don't understand that in many of the Islamic countries, if you're a woman and your hair is not covered, you can be beaten. When you look at the pictures of Iran back in the 60s, they were dressed in normal Western clothes. And the women were happy. They were, you know, hanging out at the beach and doing things they wanted to do, going out by themselves.
Being educated.
That's another one.
And one of the worries to me is the sexual, what's the word? When they mutilate, genital mutilation, that they do forcibly on young girls. The forced marriages, even in New Bern and Craven County, I've noticed a lot more of the hijab-wearing people.
Yes.
And it's difficult for me just to see it and not immediately be fearful.
My reaction is not fear. My reaction is to feel bad for the person wearing the hijab. She's wearing that, theoretically, to honor her God. But she doesn't realize that she's in bondage, that she doesn't have freedom, and to show your hair should not be a crime.
That's really not what I mean, Mary. I mean that it's the infiltration of the terrorist society into the county.
Okay.
Because I see the Muslim as the Sharia, as the kill the infidel, as the I'm your next door neighbor. And, you know, I'm just saying that my physical security feels threatened.
Well, and if she's, as you say, if she's wearing a hijab, she's not a nominal Muslim.
Right, right. So it's the culture aspect of it, and the just that we are a soft target, really.
Because, we really are.
Because we have been raised to be so welcoming to everybody, and it's not their religion, or it's not where they live, it's how they act. Well, if they're lying is part of their religion,
how do you tell?
Well, we were raised in a society that people immigrated to here to become Americans,
to assimilate,
to assimilate into our cultural and our cultural standards, and that is turned upside down, where much of the cultural standards here are being challenged.
And what the kids are taught too is not the Quran in chronological order like we understand it. So when these kids say Muslim is a religion of peace, there are parts of the Quran that refer to peace, but they don't understand that it's not a chronological story. It's what is last in the book that's what's practiced.
And the theory with the religion of peace, yes, they're a religion of peace until they reach a certain percentage of the population, at which point it is their goal to dominate the population.
Right.
And the group that we're talking about, CARE, is a legal group to commit lawfare against the U.S. Constitution.
And to challenge laws left and right, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't Brigitte Gabriel big on giving information about CARE?
Yes. She is ACT for America.
I couldn't remember the name.
And we heard her speak one time in Massachusetts, and the security on her was unbelievable.
And talking about when she was trying to get out of, was it
Lebanon?
Lebanon, about how her friends were charging her an arm and a leg to get
The Israeli border.
To get to the Israeli border. And when she got there, she was essentially broke. And somebody in Israel brought her down to the hospital or whatever it was.
Because she was injured.
And well, how much do I owe you? You don't owe us anything. So the difference in attitude was something that was a real contrast to her in her story.
Yeah, because her family was hiding in the basement as this civil war was going on. And she was injured. They had to get her to a hospital. She made the mistake of telling her friend how much money she had with her, and he took almost all of it. Then when she got to the border and got the ride from the Israeli to the hospital, he said, "No, I'm just glad we were able to help." So there was a very different attitude there. And Pat, you had something.
I wanted to talk about the Democrats that ran away from Texas to avoid voting on the gerrymandering bill. I remember when I was living in New Mexico in the late 90s, the Democrats did the same thing. There was some bill they didn't want to pass, and they decamped to New Mexico. Well, you notice they didn't go to New Mexico this time because too close to Texas, so they could go arrest them, you know, fairly simply. So now they're in
Illinois.
They're in three states. They're in Massachusetts,
Illinois,
and where's the third one? Jersey?
Whichever one has plenty of gerrymandering in it.
But what's interesting, and what you're not seeing on any of the news, is North Carolina has been in federal court for years over our district maps because the Democrats sued us over the redistricting that the Republicans had done, even though they had done it for years and years. And they had to get some private entity out of, I believe it was California, to give us maps for the last election that were then turned over. And I don't even know where we stand now on our maps.
And that was driven by the Democratic majority at that time.
I mean, the rhetoric that's coming out of the Democrats is over the top.
Yes.
Jasmine Crockett.
Yes.
Has got to go.
And the way she's inciting.
Well, one of the five districts is doing away with hers.
But she's inciting violence. The way that she's talking.
Yes.
She's like, we're fighting, and
we're
then she's saying fighting. We're
going
to beat you down. But somebody also said it's not like bringing a pencil to a knife fight.
I didn't hear that.
When we lived in Massachusetts, our voting district looked like a seahorse because we were in a Republican stronghold, and they had to get enough Democrats into the district to dilute it.
Well, it was interesting.
Every place does this.
On Fox last night, they had a lot of statistics over what percentage of the vote Trump had won by, and then contrast that with the number of representatives in the state. And there were states that had over 40% of the popular vote with Trump winning, but had zero representation mm-hmm. in their House. That's not representing all the people.
Anybody know who paid for the jet that took them up to Illinois?
George Soros?
No.
Nope.
Oh,
Beto O'Rourke's PAC.
Oh, wow.
And here's what's interesting is Governor Abbott says if they raise money or take money to pay for anything while they're gone, it's bribery.
So isn't that bribery from going on his plane?
Yeah, I think so.
At least it's graft. You got something for nothing.
And they're facing $500 fines per day, which means they want to raise money to pay the fines. because even if nothing else happens to them, they still have to pay the fines.
And there was only one person that was named that Abbott wanted to remove from office.
The head.
Okay. So
the head dude, Woo.
Okay. Well, I didn't understand why there's just one person to remove.
No, he wants to remove them all, but he wants to go after this guy.
So he's the Speaker of the House?
Yeah.
Okay. So has anybody returned or been?
Two of them have.
Okay.
How many do they need to have a quorum? Do we know?
Let's see. They have 150 people in the body, and they need 50 Democrats left. So I would say most of the 50 need to come back.
Mm-hmm. But it's
to establish the quorum.
Yeah.
But it's the whole thing. I'm sorry, gerrymandering has been going on
forever.
Yes.
And is it called pikers? We're pikers compared to the Democrats.
Well, it's all named after the governor of Massachusetts when he started doing this, the gerrymandering.
Well, I posted a map, or will be posting a map on Right Wing Granny, of the Los Angeles voting districts. It is hilarious because they are shaped, I mean, you would not even believe what they're shaped like. And it was pointed out that California is so badly districted that even though I think it's 40, there are 40% of Republicans in the state, but 83% of the representatives are Democrats because of the way it's districted. That's not right. That's not representing the public.
And yet, they act like they've not done this before, and they're going to retaliate by doing gerrymandering, and they can only move it on the margin. It's kind of a veiled
threat. Illinois is gerrymandered.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, yeah.
I saw a picture of a voting district in which state, and it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Little tendrils that go out
Illinois
here and
like,
go out
yeah.
here. And,
oh, yeah.
But Michigan, Kathy Hochul was saying that we're going to fight
Hochul's
fire.
New York. You said Michigan.
I'm sorry. Yeah, she said they were going to fight fire with fire, and my knowledge is that their map is already pretty much favoring the Democrats.
Well, you'd be hard-pressed to find a Democrat or Republican anywhere around the New York City area, and the rest of the state generally gets overruled by the New York City area.
One of the quirks, I think, California, which had, I guess, had threatened to redistrict themselves. Apparently, their constitution says you can only do it in coordination with the U.S. Census, the every 10-year census. So,
yeah. So the governor wants the populace to set that aside. So he has to do that step first before he can gerrymander.
Before he can do that, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of threats.
He's just running his mouth.
Well, the census has already skewed things in the progressives' favor by counting illegals.
Right. That's true.
That's why we got to get that cleaned up.
Right.
So
before
that the next,
the
2030 census.
And yeah. there's actually some Supreme Court ruling about demanding identification for some of the people.
For mail-in voting.
For mail-in voting now. So there's a little bit of a...
No. Honest elections would be nice.
Well, that's already the law in North Carolina. I thought it would be that you have to send a picture of your ID with your mail in.
Now, but because it's the law, is it?
They wanted a number.
Because it's a law, does that mean that it's followed?
No, definitely not.
It depends if your board of it depends if your board of elections is run by Democrats or Republicans. I think the problems we had in North Carolina was because of the state board of election. I mean, all of Jefferson Griffin's countersuits have proved to be true and have been acted upon.
Yes.
Folks, on that, we're going to have to end the show. Thank you for staying with us. This is CCTA Wake Up Call. You have a wonderful week. Just want to thank you for visiting NC Fish, B&J Seafood, and also Professional Auto, Moore's Barbecue, East 70 Pawn. Thank you.